Okay. All right. Are you ready for stories? I hope you're ready for stories because I am ready to tell stories. I have some nasty, nasty ones for you. I've been saving them up for you, Cleveland. I know you're going to be so thrilled and delighted because these are going to warm the cockles of your tasteful little hearts. They are. These stories come from the files of the late and great Miss Sophie Tucker. Go ahead and applaud the old girl. She's there, but she is not forgotten, at least not by me. She could tell you to kiss my tuchus and plant a tree for Israel at the same time. Although what one had to do with the other, I have got any idea. I don't think it much matters, though. Sophie, here are her stories. I was in the woods last night with my boyfriend Ernie. And he said to me, Soph, he always called me Soph. He said to me, Soph, these woods sure are dark. I sure wish I had a flashlight. I said to him, so do I, Ernie. You have been munching grass for the last 10 minutes. That is what I said. I will never forget it. It was on the occasion of Ernie's 80th birthday. And in honor of the occasion, he married a 20-year-old girl. And he rang me up the very next day and he said to me, Soph, Soph, I have just married myself, a 20-year-old girl. What do you think of that? And I said to him, Ernie, when I am 80 years old, I shall marry myself, a 20-year-old boy. And let me tell you something, Ernie. 20 goes into 80. A hell of a lot more than 80 goes into 20. With my boyfriend Ernie, and he said to me, Soph, you got no tits and a tight box. I said to him, Ernie, get off my back.